800 million euro available, and then increased by another 700 million in additional tax revenues. That's 1,500 million euro available discretionary to deal with in this budget, and you allocate an additional 80 million euro in capital. Shame on you. Shame on you. And it's a betrayal of the people who are in emergency accommodation. It is a betrayal of those who can't afford the rental prices that are being charged in this state. It is a betrayal of the number of adults who currently have to live in home because they cannot afford a house. And you'd say that this is a housing budget. It is far from it. We know that we didn't get here overnight. No event of the past 10 years has shaped the value or the attitudes of the people of this island more than the banker's crash of 2008. It shook this island, every family, every community to their core. And so the people waited in isolated rural communities, which I come from, and many others, watched as their way of life collapsed around them. And this budget is the latest step in a vision for Ireland. It is a vision that sees Ireland as a land divided between the elites and the struggling. It is a vision that fanned the embers of the cultures of greed that corrupted this state in the past decade. It breathed life into the rotten culture of banks and the wealthiest in society. Will Budget 2019 give them the health service that they can rely on? Will they have a place to call home? Will it result in shared prosperity? Will it check the excessive wealth and power at the top? The answer to all of those questions, unfortunately, are no.